Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Today is the first ever South Dakota Day of Giving. People across the state are joining together to help those in need, including those of the furry and four-legged set. Talise Nelson is coordinator of the Brown County Pet Rescue League, and she joins us from the Tom and Danielle Amon studio at Northern State University in Aberdeen. Talise, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
On a big day of donations, everybody loves to help out the pets, don't they?
Oh, yes. Our furry friends are very special to many of us.
All right, tell us a little bit about Brown County Pet Rescue League.
So we are a foster-based pet rescue. We originate out of Aberdeen, South Dakota, so we're way up here in the northeast corner. And we have a foster model, so rather than a traditional shelter that a lot of folks are used to, we take in dogs and cats that need homes, and we place them into a foster family, and the foster family cares for the pet just like it's their own. They help us learn their personalities. We make sure they get all vetted and healthy, and they help us with training, and they really get to know the pet so that we are able to match them to their perfect home.
All right. Tell me a little bit about how long your organization has been around and how you sort of settled on this particular model for operations.
About 5 or 6 years ago now, 6 years ago, my friend Shannon and Jen and I sat down and we said, we need to do something different around here. And the foster model was just starting to really gain steam all over the rest of the nation where people would bring in these dogs, care for them in their home, and then adopt them out. It's a much less stressful environment than a shelter. And some dogs and cats simply do not do well in an environment like that. And we felt there wasn't any organizations anywhere near here. The closest ones were in Sioux Falls, Pierre, Fargo, Bismarck, and they're all quite far away from us. And we thought, you know, let's do that here. Let's start this foster program and let's offer community help as well, because that's a big goal of ours as well, is to make sure that the community is supported and pet owners existing already in the community have resources and people they can turn to if they need help with training or even advice about dog food or what can I do? My cat is scratching my furniture. How can I get her to stop? So we set that up and that's what we wanted to do.
Right. My answer to that when I had cats was just don't worry about the furniture.
But it's furniture
yeah,
for
right.
a reason.
Exactly. I'm sure you have a better solution than that, better advice. But I'm like, it's furniture. Don't buy new furniture for a while. What are your activities today, your goals today? Talk about this South Dakota Day of Giving and how you've kind of, you know, embraced it.
Today, we made it a really special day for us today. We have been planning for the last year. We've been talking quite a bit about we want to build a small facility for us to operate out of. And so we announced today that we acquired some land that somebody very generously donated to us, and we are going to start a campaign to fundraise for a facility for us. And like I said, it's not going to be like a shelter in the traditional sense. It'll be kind of a base of operations for us. We'll really be able to help, you know, senior dogs and cats and people who are, you know, going to safe harbor and maybe need a temporary place for their pet to land while they work on that. And elderly folks or even just regular folks who end up in the hospital, you know, we'll be able to have this facility, take them in, take in the homeless animals as well, work with them, put them in foster homes, and then find them adoptive homes. So we're really excited about that. It's a big step for us.
Yeah. Safe Harbor is a domestic violence shelter, or you said that some the family might be staying at Safe Harbor. What is that?
Safe Harbor is a local domestic violence shelter. They're a wonderful program as well.
They're also on the website, SouthDakotaGives.org. So,
yes, we want to give them a shout out. We love the gals and guys over there. They're wonderful folks,
all right.
And we're happy to help them out when we can.
Tell me a little bit about the community of Aberdeen and the surrounding areas and just the generosity that you see from the citizens, from the people who step forward to take care of the pets, the people who donate land, you know, for the next stage of your organizational development. Talk about the community a little bit.
Well, us being, you know, we're newer, we're smaller, we're all volunteer-based. Our footprint is not nearly as big as other organizations in the area. So the support that we get is we're very thankful for it. We have a lot of folks who really step up and come to help us when we need it. You know, if I needed somebody to donate cat food, I could say, hey, I need some cat food, and I'd have 70 pounds of it at my front door within an hour. You know, the people here are wonderful, and our supporters are fantastic. And our biggest goal now, and the biggest thing we want to achieve, is to make sure that we're spreading awareness about our cause and our organization, and how we kind of are a little bit different than what people are maybe used to around here.
Right. How do you recruit those foster families? What are you looking for a person who says, you know, I think I could do that?
Yeah, you know, there's really no requirements except that you have a safe home, and that, you know, if you rent, your landlord allows pets, and that, you know, maybe you have a little dog or cat savvy, you know, and if maybe, oh, I had a dog when I was younger, that's okay. We can help you. We are here for support no matter what. If you have existing pets that get along good with other animals, we like that too, because then we can, you know, they have a playmate, the foster animal has a playmate, and we can see how they do around other animals. And basically, if you've got the time and you want to help us out, that's really all we need. That's, you know, we will work with you to make you comfortable. We will never give you a pet that you wouldn't feel comfortable. You know, maybe you don't like big dogs. I'm not gonna drop off a 100-pound Staffordshire Terrier and say, here's your foster, you know. Or maybe you prefer cats. That's fine. We always need cat fosters. So yeah, we work with people, and we try to accommodate them as best we can. And as long as you feel like you want to do it, we will work with you.
You've done this yourself, I take it. Been a foster parent at some
yes,
point?
Yes, and I am what we call a foster fail. And it's when the pet that you foster, you adopt them. I have two cats that came to me that way. And then a third one, he recently passed away. He was an older gentleman, but we took care of him and made sure that he got the best that he could get for the last few years of his life. But we have a couple people who have foster failed.
That's a pretty good way to fail.
Fine. Yeah, it is. It's the best way to fail.
I'm not afraid of a little failure. Talise Nelson is coordinator of the Brown County Pet Rescue League. Talise, thank you so much. Good luck today.
Thank you.